In 2004, the famed hip-hop group, the Wu-Tang Clan, performed together for the last time. But getting all nine members of the clan together was no small feat. The new film Rock the Bells tells the story of the band's final performance in Southern California. John Brady has our review.
The concert film is an old music industry staple. Sometimes such films rise to the level of interesting cinema. Usually they only appeal to fans, and their charms are pretty much lost on everyone else. The hip-hop concert film Rock the Bells is refreshingly different. To be sure, the film features plenty of hip-hop. Here, for example, is MC Supernatural.
Hold up any item that you can find. I don't care what it is. Once it touches my hand, it's going to become part of my rhyme.
He is so fleet of tongue that he effortlessly raps on the spot about random items given to him by fans.
Word to father, yo, I could never bother. Look at the key cane and say Las Vegas, Nevada. What, yo, I keep on jumping. Every time I grab the mic, yo, I do say something. Start the switcher right now. Everybody hit you. People in the place now, smile for the picture. Yeah, one time I start to click. Everything that I'm saying off the dome is sick. You can get glad again. Brother, get mad again. My man said there's a party after at the Radisson.
The performance isn't the main focus of Rock the Bells. Instead, the film steps back into the wings to focus on the frenzy of activity, the wheedling, the pleading, the ego massaging necessary to organize a music festival.
So I've got to do what a promoter does, you know? I've got to oversell the venue.
That's great, dude, right? We should be happy with that. A lot of VIPs. Huh?
That's the film's chief wheeler dealer, Chang Weisberg. He's a promoter in the best do-it-yourself, roll-with-the-punches tradition. He's willing to mortgage his house and even make his mom sell tickets in order to pull the festival off. His goal is to reunite the nine members of the Wu-Tang Clan. The group is notorious for not showing up for concerts. The group's original manager explains why.
Nine different individuals, and each one of them probably had like four or five different personalities. Sometimes personality number three, a meth, don't get along with personality number four, right? Yeah.
Rock the Bells begins 3 weeks before the concert as Weisberg engages in last-minute negotiations about the venue and security. But the bulk of the film is devoted to the day of the event. The filmmakers Casey Suhan and Dennis Henry Hennelly have masterfully captured the day's ebb and flow. Up until the last moment, Weisberg and his staff have no idea if all nine members of the Wu-Tang Clan will show up. Meanwhile, the crowd grows increasingly restless. We see more and more images of angry gatecrashers and growing chaos. And we increasingly wonder, is someone going to get killed?
You okay, Brian?
I just want to get him on stage.
I know.
Right now, this crowd is this close to charging the stage.
I know.
No one
Brian,
comes
Brian,
in.
Brian.
Underneath it all, this is a film about organizing and managing. And who knew it could be so exciting? Anyone who has managed a complicated event, gotten people to do what they really don't want to do, or negotiated conflicts on the fly, will see a little bit of himself or herself in the increasingly harried Weisberg. This is part of the film's broader appeal. But some questions linger. Why did Weisberg let the situation deteriorate to near chaos? What if things had gone south and there had been a riot? The film is a bit too enamored of its subject to ask these questions. This is a celebration, after all, not an objective appraisal. But as far as celebrations go, it's darn good.
Hip hop, man.
John Brady is a writer living in Los Angeles.